Hi, my name is David Soper, and we are calling from the social scene today in Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis, and I am David Soper with Wicked Local Marketing, and I am here with Brian Harris from MedRhythms. Have I got that right?
That's correct.
Ah, great. Could you tell me a little bit about your company and how you got started?
Yeah, absolutely. So MedRhythms is, our mission is that we're committed to bringing the highest quality of care to everybody in need across the world. And we do that using music and neuroscience and deep learning technology to help people recover from brain injury, stroke, neurologic disease, whatever that might be. We started about a year ago as a therapy company. I'm a clinician by training, a neurologic music therapist, which is a new field, only about 15 years old, that really looks at the neuroscience research that shows how music profoundly affects the human brain and how music can actually help people to recover things like movement, language, and cognition. And all of those research articles are now translated into standardized interventions in healthcare that we use. I'm trained as a clinician. And so I started the program at Spalding Rehab Hospital.
Oh, very good.
Here in Charlestown, working with their brain injury and stroke patients. What we were seeing is that people were getting better faster with greater results. Sometimes music was the only thing that works. And one of the biggest questions that was asked of me was, how do I get more of this? And when I leave the hospital, what happens now? Mm. At the time, the answer was, well, there aren't really a lot of resources. And so we started MedRhythms as a way of really just meeting that clinical need. So we started doing in-home care. We built the program at Spalding. Inpatient, we developed an outpatient program at Spalding. And we realized at that point that, the costs of healthcare are going up. And the pressures to cut costs in healthcare are also going up as well, which makes it really hard to scale a service business.
Right.
And in addition to that, there's research that shows that about 30% of people who have had a stroke aren't or still have deficits when their insurance benefits have run out. So about, I'd say, 10 months ago, quickly after we started MedRhythms, we decided that we were going to actually add a digital medicine portion to our business. We were actually going to take the music and neuroscience research that we have and the expertise that we have and translate that into a digital medicine platform where we can essentially do the interventions that therapists would, but via technology.
So someone can download what they need or what they want?
So it's actually going to be sensors that people wear. So for example, I'll give you an example. One of the most common interventions that we do is helping people to walk again.
Right.
And so we have some videos on our website of that intervention with a live therapist. And so when somebody's learning to walk again, we look at things like symmetry, their stride length, their speed of walking. And then we provide individualized music, rhythmic music, to respond to help people walk better, all based upon neuroscience. And so what we're doing is we can actually take sensors that already exist that can measure things like symmetry, stride length, and walking speed. And then it feeds into we have a music algorithm that can actually change music in real time, digital music in real time, to respond to the biomechanics of the person and how they're walking. So it's a closed loop system where the sensor's taking the data, putting it into a platform, and there's a music delivery system, and then it's sort of constantly looping.
And getting better, smarter.
Right, and we're using machine learning in hopes that over time that it gets better every time that it does this closed-loop system, and that over time we can really get some even population-level insights about how people recover, how fast they recover.
So what type of, is this type of service covered by insurance or is it an out of pocket? Now you're getting into sensors, it sounds sophisticated.
Yeah, and that's a great question. It's a question we get asked all the time. The therapy is not currently covered by insurance. The therapy, as we call sort of manual therapy, when we have a clinician go into a hospital or into somebody's home, we have billing codes that's not easily reimbursed. The software aspect of this, not yet. But our hope is that once we have done some clinical trials, we currently just have a proof of concept. And we're lining up some clinical trials over the next couple of months to validate this. And once we have some clinical trials at that point, we can then go to insurance companies and say, hey, we're saving the healthcare system money and we're helping people get better faster.
Oh, okay. So you're in the startup mode?
Very much heavy into the startup mode, yes.
Very good. So what other areas have you moved into other than, you've mentioned really mostly brain injury, and I went on the website and kind of drilled into it, and you know, some unfortunate facts, whether it be, you know, a car accident or somebody hitting their head, somebody falling, and even, you know, like spousal abuse or something, mm-hmm. you know, as despicable as that. What other areas are you currently working in that help people and help this, you know, medically will help them get advanced?
Sure. So we do all neurologic injury and disease. So the way that music affects the brain and can help the brain heal applies to anything that is related to a brain injury. So traumatic brain injury and stroke are high numbers up there. There's 2.5 million cases, yeah. New cases a year of traumatic brain injury and stroke in the United States alone.
So it's adding on. So you've got like, you've got a number that just keeps
rising. Keeps rising, and we know that recovery from those injuries as well can be a slow process. And as I said, with stroke alone, 30% of people run out of insurance benefits and still have deficits. And so we're trying to meet that need. But we also look at things like multiple sclerosis,
right?
Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, anything that really that's neuro-related. We can even get into things like autism and Down syndrome. Focused on very specific goals in terms of language or in terms of cognition. Our first product that we're developing is purely for gait training. So it's going to be helping people to walk again following an injury. And that works really, really well. The research shows it works really, really well with things like Parkinson's disease. And there's some really promising studies in multiple sclerosis as well that show that it works, along with TBI and stroke. So the injuries, but also more of the progressive diseases as well.
So who brought you along? I mean, somebody usually has a mentor, or somebody usually has something in their life that moves them in this direction.
Yeah, I can tell you that I have always been a musician. And
okay, so you're a musician?
So I'm a musician by training. Been a musician, but knew that music education was not the route that I wanted to go. And the professional musician route was something that I didn't feel like I had a super huge connection to. I heard about music therapy, and the idea of it was really compelling to me, using music
creative,
to help people.
Right?
Right. It's very creative. You know, I love people, so using music to help people made a lot of sense to me. I was able to take an online class in college, fell in love with the content. But the defining moment for me was when I was still in college, and I'm from Maine originally, okay. And I had the opportunity to intern with, at the time, was the only private practicing music therapist in the state of Maine. And I got to be a hands-on assistant for him one summer.
Wow.
And he was working with severely developmentally delayed children and adults. Huh. Our very first session that I was able to observe and be hands-on with was with an 18-year-old boy who was cognitively and physically functioning at about a one-year-old level. And this music therapist, within 10 minutes, was able to produce more results or higher levels of behaviors in this boy than what anybody who had worked with him every single day had ever been able to see. This music therapist actually wasn't trained in neuroscience. He's sort of what we call a traditional music therapist without that neuroscience training. And people were coming in the room that worked with him every single day, and they were in tears because they couldn't believe how this boy was functioning.
It's like that movie Awakening, right?
Exactly, exactly. And so at that point, I knew, A, that this is my calling in life, and B, I knew that this wasn't just a magical response that this boy was having.
This was a connection.
That there was a reason why this was happening. And if we could figure out why the brain was allowing him to do this, then we could really harness that power and replicate it to help a lot of people. And so that's what set me on the path of really answering the questions from a brain perspective of why people are having these responses.
So have you or anybody on your staff gone into that deep dive into the brain to try and find that connection? And how far away are you from making those connections, if you are?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. So my training as a clinician, so I'm trained as a clinician as a neuromusic therapist. So my specialty is in the neuroscience of music. And there's been more research done in the last 10 years yeah. than ever has in history about music in the brain, from Alzheimer's disease to Parkinson's. And it's really a buzzword right
yeah.
now that across the globe, from education institutions and healthcare institutions, are all studying this. And what they're finding is that it is profoundly powerful, that music is profoundly powerful. So from our staff, we haven't done the research ourselves, but we utilize the research that's already been
excellent.
Done that show this connection of music to like I said, movement, language, and cognition. But the really profound piece of it as well is that they've shown that music actually aids in neuroplasticity, which is your brain's ability to basically heal itself, to create new connections and strengthen old connections throughout our entire lives. That music actually aids in that process, which is a really powerful thing to think about. And it also shows that music engages these centers. When we just passively listen to music, it engages these centers that are responsible for movement, for language, for emotion, for cognition. And there's no other stimulus on earth that engages our brain in such a global way than music.
So let me ask you this. I'm just a guy driving down the street listening to my favorite iPad.
Yes.
iPad songs or listening to the radio or XM or any one of those. Am I getting any positive neuro help from any of this? It's probably a goofy question to ask, but...
No, and I think that's a really great question to ask, because it's sort of that everyday music.
Right.
And we certainly know that when you're just listening to music that your brain is engaged and you're using these centers that otherwise maybe aren't being used. As a healthy individual, we can certainly make the claims that it's helping emotionally, it's helping in that way. The way that we use music is a little bit more purposeful in the way that we individualize the music stimuli to help address somebody's specific goals. So yes, you're getting a benefit, but I'd say, are you getting a clinical benefit? Maybe not so much.
We're running up against it on the timeline. We've definitely got to have you back. I mean, we could do an entire 45-minute to an hour show on this. This is one of the most exciting topics personally that I've ever been involved with, to hear you talk about this. And
well,
I'm going to be asking more questions off air. But, Brian, why don't you tell us the best way for somebody to reach you today, and whether it's by phone or by your website, and how it is you can help them going forward.
Great. So you can reach us at www.medrhythmstherapy.com, and that's the website that is focused just on our therapy practice. So we actually have clinicians that do in-home care that contract with facilities. In about the next few weeks, we're going to be launching a digital website that's going to be talking about our digital medicine platform. So you'll see that in the future. But the best way is through the website, and also contacting us at hello@medrhythmstherapy.com. But we have a phone number and an email address that's on the website.
Great. Excellent. So. Brian, it's been so exciting to hear about this new technology. I was studying for you and getting ready to ask some questions today. And this really enlightened me, and it was a very exciting topic. My name is David Soper. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis at Radio Entrepreneurs. We are live from our studios here at the Social Scene MTP Software in Framingham, Massachusetts. We'll be back after these messages. Thank you.